Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you today for another episode of The Best Hour. I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad to be reading these lessons with you. We're going to be discussing the lessons of A Course in Miracles. Today is lesson 49, God's Voice Speaks to Me All Through the Day. If you'd like to follow us, you can follow us on blogtalkradio.com. You can do a search for The Best Hour, or you can use the extension blogtalkradio.com/CourseMastery. You can also easily find our workbook lessons and more of our content at our spiritual community's website, True Thought Spiritual Community. You can find us at truethought.org, truethought.org. Thank you so much today, Mighty Companion, for joining us here as we continue our conversation about A Course in Miracles. Let's take a good deep breath and join together in a moment of silence before we begin. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. It's quite possible to listen to God's voice all through the day without interrupting your regular activities in any way. The part of your mind in which truth abides is in constant communication with God, whether you're aware of it or not. It is the other part of your mind that functions in the world and obeys the world's laws. It is this part which is constantly distracted, disorganized, and highly uncertain.
The part that is listening to the voice of God is calm, always at rest, and wholly certain. It is really the only part there is. The other part is a wild illusion, frantic and distraught, but without reality of any kind. Try not to listen to it. Try to identify with the part of your mind where stillness and peace reign forevermore. Try to hear God's voice call to you lovingly, reminding you that your Creator has not forgotten His Son.
We will need at least 4 5-minute practice periods today, and more if possible. We will try actually to hear the voice reminding you of God and of yourself. We will approach this happiest and holiest of thoughts with confidence, knowing that in doing so, we are joining our will with the will of God. He wants you to hear His voice. He gave it to you to be heard.
Listen in deep silence. Be very still and open your mind. Go past all the raucous shrieks and sick imaginings that cover your real thoughts and obscure your eternal link with God. Sink deep into the peace that waits for you beyond the frantic, riotous thoughts and sounds and sights of this insane world. You do not live there. We are trying to reach your real home. We are trying to reach the place where you are truly welcome. We are trying to reach God.
Do not forget to repeat today's idea very frequently. Do so with your eyes open when necessary, but closed when possible, and be sure that you sit quietly and repeat the idea for today slowly whenever you can, closing your eyes on the world and realizing that you are inviting God's voice to speak to you. God's voice speaks to me all through the day, and so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence, and we'll share some discussion about this beautiful workbook lesson. Jesus shared in a channeling a few years ago with Paul Tuttle that, you have to forgive God because God created you in relationship. You see, you're always joined in mind with all that is. You always have been. You always will be. That is your eternal gift of creation from love. You cannot be separate from anything ever. Of course, the experience that we've crafted and made up for ourselves to experience the tiny mad idea of separation involves, compressing, condensing, and contracting ourselves into form a human body in this case, and then using the body to validate, or I should say, to substantiate the illusion that we are separate from God, we're separate from each other, and that we only have our own thoughts to deal with in our heads, so to speak, and those thoughts are our thoughts, and we are the voice that we're listening to, and we take in the views of the world, if you will, through the eyes, the ears, the taste, the touch, the sounds. And we perceive the world, give it meaning, judge it, good, bad, or indifferent, and go about our day literally hypnotized by that voice, the small voice of the ego, the voice of the ego. I shouldn't call it, I guess it screams a lot, so can't necessarily say that it's small. It has been said that, you know, the voice of God is a small, quiet voice, but there's nothing small about it. It's a voice that we have to be quiet to hear, because it's not screaming at us like the ego trying to override our grasping our attention. This voice, this capital V voice that he's saying in this lesson quite clearly, that God gave us the gift of his voice when we begin to play the game of separation. And it never leaves us, and it's always with us. And I love that Jesus has brought us this teaching now, because this is the time when we can really begin to accept and practice reconnecting to that voice. And in A Course in Miracles, it's referred to as the Holy Spirit. And whatever we might bring to the conversation about the Holy Spirit from our conditioning through other spiritual pathways, this one is quite clear. The Holy Spirit is nothing more than your right mind. Ultimately, you are the voice for God. And as Jesus said, when he became connected completely and the ego thought system was set aside in his experience here in form, he would say, "When you see me, you see the Father." The voice for God is within us at the very seat of our existence, the very center of our being. We call it the heart. It's not the physical heart. That's the symbology that the heart provides for us. But it's the very center of our being, and it's said that there is an altar there, the very center of our being, and we can go there and connect and join with this wonderful, beautiful voice for God. Today, we work and we practice to hear that voice. It's with us all through the day, and it makes itself available when we make ourselves available, because it's always available.
There is a song of heaven that is continuously being broadcast, if you will. It's there, and we've just simply covered it up with the noise and the distractions and the loudness and the riotous distractions of the world. But there is a chorus, and it is it has actually been discerned by mystics. There is always a harmonic that is continuously playing. And it is a song of love. Mm-hmm. It is a song of love to love, reminding us that we are not forgotten, how good it is to remember that we are not, cannot be forgotten. God doesn't forget its creation, its beloved. And we are it, and it is us. I mean, so it is a song and a melody and a harmonic that calls us home. And so imagine today that you still the mind and still the surroundings, and you lean in and you listen with the intention to listen to sense, to feel, to know. The voice for God isn't just the harmonic, it's also the sensation of that peace, of certainty, the quietude within the soul, and the sense of being home. This sound is calling us home. And it is that journey without distance to a goal or destination that hasn't changed. And so today we just listen in deep silence, in the stillness, opening our minds, and that the sense of peace is the foundation, is the prerequisite for the experience of the voice of God. And two lessons ago in lesson 47, I just love this, that there is a place in you where there is perfect peace. There is a place in you where nothing is impossible. There is a place in you where the strength of God abides. And that this is the kingdom of heaven, the realm of ever-expanding love and goodness. And this is our home. And so we are being called home today. And it is this heart of love and a prevailing peace and stillness that carries us to be able to hear what at first may seem imperceptible, but grows and grows as we give it our attention, our devotion, our love. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. And I lean in, I listen with joyful anticipation.
God's voice speaks to me all through the day, and so it is. You are dearly loved, mighty companion. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send